Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's Dukes and Bell. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. We're talking about all the things that I might have missed out on over the last 10 days or so. And as Mike said, there's just a lot. The big news today, you just heard Joe Patrick talk about it, a one-year deal, $20 million. Originally, he declined. We're talking about Ha-Sung Kim. Declined a $16 million player option, which was part of his two-year, $29 million contract that he signed back in February with the Rays. We did not think that he was going to come back, Mike, one, because it's only a one-year deal, but two, and we'll get a chance to talk to Alex Anthopoulos about this, his agent his agent is notorious for not doing these kinds of things.
Yeah, Oren Romain, our producer-engineer, picked up on it. Normally when the Braves have those press releases about a player signing, there's always a $1 million donation to the Braves Foundation.
Yes.
I didn't see that on Ha-Sung Kim. So whether that's a Boris tax or not, or screw that noise, you're not sending any money to them. Either way, shortstop is filled for a year.
Yes.
Which is cool. And I think you may have been here when they got the Carl, you've been gone so long.
It seems that way.
It's hard to remember. But the Braves did pick up a guy that can sort of fill the middle infield role or take over for Ozzy.
Okay.
Again, presuming that Ozzy is going to be back, but Mauricio Dubon played for the Astros.
Okay, no,
so,
I was not.
So they picked him up, and so there's a guy that can fill in at second and or shortstop. And then also they picked up Mike Yastrzemski, who had some good success with the Giants.
He did.
And there can be a swingman backup in the outfield when days maybe Ronald's DHing.
All right, my question, at least one of them, again on social media, was what about the pitching? We signed any other pitchers?
Yes. We picked up a closer, but he's not going to close.
What do you mean?
Well, we got to get. What if I told you you could have a guy who had 40 saves last year and throws 98 mile an hour stuff?
Well, that's my closer.
No, he'll be setting up Iglesias and that weak ass stuff. They went and got Robert Suarez from the Padres.
I like Suarez.
A 3-year, $45 million deal for the aforementioned 34-year-old right hander.
Yeah, Suarez is good. I like.
Yeah.
What is this? Is it just in case?
We haven't even interviewed Walt Weiss yet on our program, and he's already aggravating me because Robert Suarez will apparently not be closing.
What is it? Is this just in case our closer struggles? We have another guy?
I've been thinking Alex's motto this offseason is like, you're not going to fool me again.
Okay.
So if Iglesias struggles, I got the backup, dude.
All right.
If Ozzy struggles, I got Dubon as the backup.
But this dude brings heat, though.
But I said to Oren the other day, Big O, I'm sick and tired of having guys nibble and have to go with off-speed stuff. I want heat, heat, heat.
He is. He does.
And this guy maintains a 98.6, which is a good body temp, at age 34. That was according to the nerds at MLB Network. So we'll see. We'll ask Alex about it when he joins us at 5:20.
All right, real quick, with those moves, does that put us better? Are we better than the Phillies and Mets?
No.
Okay.
Well, the Mets, they leaked. They did not bring Nate Diaz. Dodgers are over $1 billion altogether now.
Da, 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 da,
yeah,
da,
good luck with that.
Da, da, da.
I said Nate. No, it's Edwin Diaz.
Edwin.
And then the polar bear, Pete Alonso, goes down to Baltimore. Again, that's also
that's surprising. I didn't know that.
And that's also a guy who's represented by
Scott Boras.
Scott Boras.
Yeah.
So he took a $150 million plus 5-year deal to go to Baltimore. So the Mets are kind of resetting what they have with their billionaire owner.
Okay, timeout. He turned down a 5-year deal from us?
Yeah, Diaz turned down a 5-year deal from us. I say that to say that Anthopoulos was serious about trying to shore up the bullpen this year.
Correct.
So if you want to bring in Diaz for a 5-year deal, like that's big money right there.
But again, whether Diaz is here or Suarez, Iglesias is the setup man. Okay. You know, I don't know any other planet where he's not, but we'll get some specificity from Alex on that.
404-726-0929. You have a thought or two about the Braves? We certainly want to hear about it. And the Falcons as well. I'm trying to get a feel. We'll be up there tomorrow. As Mike mentioned, Kirk Cousins is going to join us on the show. We're excited for many reasons. One is we didn't get him last year when we probably should have. And once he was not the starter anymore, Mike, it did make sense for them to, hey, he's not going to be available. And I think he did do some media, but it was far few in between. I mean, it wasn't anything with, one-on-ones and stuff like that. But you know this, look, when we sit down with people, it's different. And for us to have that opportunity with Cousins is going to be good. I think Mike's right, though. Are you willing to restructure? Are you willing to come back and do this again with us? Because here's where we are, Falcon fans, regardless of what happens the rest of the season. We don't have a quarterback to start next year. I don't care how you look at this. Michael Penix is not going to be ready. And even if he is, you know what he's going to look like? Kirk Cousins coming off of an Achilles.
Right.
He will be limited in the things he's able to do. I'm not telling you he can't throw the football. Hell, he can sit on his couch right now and throw the football. But he will be limited. So right now, I think you have to be thinking about that, Mike. You've got to be thinking about what is our quarterback situation. And look, for me, I know we're going to get into this between now and probably the next 3 or 4 weeks. What are we doing with Drake? What are we doing with Kyle? What are we doing with Tyler Allgeier? I don't want to be that guy. One of those is figured out. You're paying Drake. The other stuff you can figure out, but the one thing you absolutely have to know is what the hell you're doing at quarterback heading into next season. And by the way, if you don't know that, Mike, the season's already shot.
Right?
It's you can tell me all you want about signing these other guys. You got to know where you're at there.
Now, as a fan, I've always felt that, look, we love Tyler Allgeier and everything that he represents and how he never checks out of a game. He might be watching for half a game. They put him in, boom, he makes something happen. Score a touchdown, breaks a big run. But if you had that kind of focus with Pitts all game, we might have some less argument about his future here in Atlanta.
Right.
He might have already had his option picked up. But to me, Allgeier's a luxury. And it's going to be very hard to thread that needle and try to find a mid-round pick who can step in and be a solid backup and have the impact that he has. I think he could become somebody's Michael DeBurner Turner, the way he had to wait years after LaDainian Tomlinson in San Diego and then found his time here. That's what in my mind, I envision for Allgeier's next chapter. I just don't think it's with us.
I agree. I think it's going to be hard to know that down the road you're going to make Bijan Robinson the highest paid running back in the league. He's going to get that. If he stays healthy, got knock on wood, Mike, he's on that trajectory to become that guy. Don't know what that number looks like right now. We're not there, but that's, you're right. And you're not going to have another guy that potentially is going to be making 10 or more or close to it, depending on how you view Tyler Allgeier. Mm. This is interesting from ATL Falcon Forever, and it's spelled for the number EVA. He says, fellas, are we better with Pitts or without Pitts? Yes, the Pitts drops are not good, but how much of the game plan was geared around or towards Pitts the last 2 years? Is the game plan around Pitts or the lack thereof his fault? Or is it the OC or the head coach? This is a valid argument, Mike.
Well, this is the argument you and I have been having before you left. I mean, how much do you blame? We've been talking about Pitts. We said this to him the last time he was on the show. We spent more time on you than any other Falcon. He was injured. It took him an extended period to get right. The injury really turned into affecting 2 years. Mm. 2 years, he also had bum quarterbacks. Mariota and Ritter couldn't do anything.
Bum.
You know, and then when he has good quarterback play, he goes for 1,000 yards. He's on the cusp of it now. But what do you say when the ball was thrown by Penix and it hit him in the hands? There are too many games this year. His drops, guys, I guess you always talk about the Colts game because it was a big moment. Go back and look. You guys got selective amnesia with Kyle Pitts. Look at the 49er game. Look at the Patriot game. Look when he decides to battle. The Jets, he's actually making tough catches. But he doesn't do that all season. Why does he get his intensity?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire. Anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sort of selectively amped and ramped up. That's why it's, look, when you got the second best tight end statistically, hard to say no to that, but you just give him money and he gets fat cat syndrome.
Mm.
Does he check out? Because I can't figure him out. I've talked to the man. You and I have spoken to him half a dozen times. I don't know what he is. I don't know how he lives. I know what he is. He's a good guy, but I don't know how he plays as a pro.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.